This is the audio guide covering the layout for the skill screen in Core Exiles. What I'll be doing is covering the intro at the top of the page, going over what your unallocated IP is, all that stuff. Then I will get into the actual layout of the main table, which is the normal skills. I won't be going into the table layout for the alien skills, partly because that is the same as the table above it, and because you don't need to know about alien skills right now. The only important thing is normal skills. You won't be using alien skills until probably well after level 100, so if you don't know it by then, that's your problem, not mine. I'm going to go ahead and get logged into the game. The link for viewing the skills page is in the bottom toolbar, but I'm just going to go ahead and search SKILL. Hit enter on it, and this puts me directly into the skill screen. If you're unaware, you get IP every time you level, and then you can then spend that IP on skill points for fitting better equipment or doing more complicated tasks in-game. This is obviously the page where you would buy said skill points. The first thing I'm going to do is search ASS to jump to the bottom of the header section. This way I can just hit down arrow and I will be directly into the actual body of the skill screen. For this section, I'll just be hitting control down arrow to read a paragraph at a time until I get to the table, and then I'll be using table commands. So control down arrow.
Captain Holiday, unallocated IP 413,071 IP, reset 15, reset IP button.
I'll go through this one at a time.
Captain, colon, Holiday.
Obviously, my captain name is Holiday.
Unallocated IP, colon, 413,071.
This is letting me know how much accumulated IP I have that I can spend on skill points. Obviously, I have a flaming shitload, and I don't have anything to spend it on currently until I upgrade to alien skills. You'll probably have something more along the lines of 5, 10, 15, 20,000, something closer to that number. Which is perfectly fine, because at the lower levels, you don't need to spend as many skill points on equipment as you will at the higher levels when stuff requires thousands of skill points to use.
IP resets.
This is if you want to do a 15. IP reset. I have 15 of them because I don't do it very often. If you make a big boo-boo, you can use an IP reset. It is a pain in the ass as you cannot have any structure points down, you can't have any implants on, you can't have anything on your ship, you can't have any mining drones out, you can't have anything. You have to be completely doing nothing and naked in every aspect. Then you can use an IP reset. I have 15 because I've been playing for 8 years and I don't use them. Generally, you do not get that many. Every once in a while, there are events in game where as a reward, the server will get an IP reset. Everyone on the server will. If you make a mistake and you don't have any, your only option is to either live with it, which sucks and that can completely wreck your game for months, or to buy a IP reset out of the Core Exile store for real money.
Reset IP button.
And then after that, there's just a link to reset the IP. There's a couple paragraphs of text under this. I'm going to go ahead and read them, or let Jaws read them and let you hear them, and then I will be getting into the actual table layout for viewing and buying skills.
Alien vs. Non-Alien Skills Overview. Non-Alien Skills, the first table below, list 18 standard captain skills. These can be reset at any time if you have a spare IP reset as shown above. When purchasing skills, ensure you enter the skill amount required and not the IP value. Alien skills. Alien technology requires alien skills and certification to be used. IP spent on alien skills is not reversible. Once IP is spent on an alien skill, it's there to stay. IP resets do not affect alien skills in any way. There are 6 basic alien skills. Exit visited link skill screen.
So as you heard, that's just a little bit of information telling you about skills, alien skills, pretty much saying don't buy alien skills unless you absolutely want to, because if you do, you're screwed. And directly under that, I'm going to get into the actual table for the list of different skills. I'm actually going to go ahead and read all the table headers as one giant list real quick, or one giant paragraph, so you get the idea of what I'm talking about when I say that the layout for this table can be confusing for some people.
Standard skill information. Type skill increase info IP cost. Type skill increase info IP cost.
No, I did not read that twice. The table has a left side and a right side. There are skills on the left side of it and skills on the right side of it, but it is one giant table. For example, the first row has energy and kinetic skills. I'm going to use table commands now. I'm going to hit Alt Control Down Arrow.
Energy weapons, row 3.
So we have energy weapons.
1,134, column 2.
The first number is letting me know how many I have.
Increase, column 3.
The second column.
Spend button, row 3.
It's a spend button.
Increase, row 2, info, column 4. View button, row 3.
Info is obviously to view the skill. What the skill is, it'll give you a little description about it. Nothing all too serious. I'll go ahead and click on that after I finish going over this.
275, column
5. And 275 is IP cost, row 2. The cost if you want to buy one skill point. That's how much IP it'll cost. So one skill point in energy weapons will cost 275. If you want to buy 10 points in energy weapons, it'll cost you 2,750. Now I'm just going to continue going through this row with Alt-Control-Right arrow.
Type, column 6.
We got another type.
Kinetic weapons, row
3. Kinetic weapons. This will mirror energy weapons, only it's obviously a different skill completely.
93, column 7.
I have 93. That's because I don't use kinetic weapons.
Spend button, column 8.
Spend,
new button, column 9,
you,
210, column 10.
And that's how much it costs. They cost 210 apiece. So I'm going to hit Alt-Control-Home to go to the top of this table, and then Alt-Control-Down arrow.
Standards type, energy weapons, row device tech, row 4, reflective shielding, row 5, phase shielding, scan tech, row 7.
So let's say we're looking at scan tech.
645,
I have 645 of them.
Spend button, column, spend view, button, column 390, column 5.
It costs 390 per skill point.
Negotiation, column
6. The skill that shares this row with scan tech is negotiation.
71, column 7.
I only have 71 because I don't use it.
Spend button, column 8, spend view, button, column 275,
and it costs 275 apiece. Mainly, I just want to point out that everyone knows there is a left side and a right side, and to make sure you're spending points on the proper skill and not accidentally buying the wrong thing and breaking your game for however long it takes to recover from that. Alright, so now I'm going to hit Alt-Control-Home.
Standard skill information, span 10, column 1,
row 1. I'm going to go down to energy weapons again.
Type row 2, energy weapons, row 3.
Alt-Control-Right arrow now.
1001, spend button, call view button, column 4.
Alright, so let's say I want to view something about the skill. Now, a quick way to get up to the top of the body on almost every page, you just hit B, then Shift G. That brings you to the Assets tab, of course, unless you want to search ASS. Now, if I hit down arrow,
land, skill data, energy weapons. Skill and energy weapons is required only for the fitting of offensive energy weapons to your ship. Essentially, it represents your skill in installing, calibrating, and maintaining these weapon systems and their power feeds. Your law explicitly forbids any pilot operating an unlicensed weapon on pain. Of death and dash, you can only earn your license if you are adequately skilled. Land, you need only raise the skill to the required level shown on the weapon you are trying to fit, and dash further increases will be of no benefit. If you wish to improve your skill at using weapons in combat, you need to boost your targeting skill. Return the skills button.
So as you heard, that's pretty self-explanatory. It's just giving me a little description about the skill I chose to view. I am on the
return to skills button.
Return to skills button, so I'm going to go ahead and do that now.
26 links.
And I don't know exactly where it puts me, so I always just go into the table and go to the skill I want to go to.
One spend button, view button, spend button, column 3.
So now if I'm to go to spend on energy skills, you always want to double check on this page that it's actually the skill that you want to buy. So I'm going to hit B, Shift G again.
Purchase assets, tab, link, graphic.
Down arrow.
Purchase skill points, energy skill cost, purchase skill points, energy weapons.
You always want to read that line right there to make sure it's actually the skill that you want to be buying. There's a little bit of info about it to give you a quick rundown again of how IP versus skills work to make sure you spend the proper amount.
Skill cost 275 IP per skill point, current skill 1,134, remaining IP 413,071.
Now that might be confusing if you read it all at once, but if you go through it individually.
Skill cost, colon, 275.
That's letting me know that it's 275 IP for one skill in energy weapons.
IP per skill point.
It even tells me that right after it. I'm hitting control right arrow, by the way, to read it word for word.
Current skill, colon, 1,134.
That's how much I already have in energy weapons.
Remaining IP, colon, 413,071.
And how much remaining IP I have, unallocated IP.
Please note simply enter how many skill points you require. If you have insufficient IP points, you will be told when you attempt to purchase the skill. Points, each skill point has an IP skill cost shown above. You cannot spend more IP than you have. Land. Let's take energy weapons as an example. This skill costs 275 IP per skill point, so if you were to purchase 5 skill points, it would require 1,375 IP points. Therefore, you would enter 5 in the box below. Enter amount of energy weapon skill points to purchase. Enter amount of skill points. Edit. Purchase button.
That's pretty self-explanatory. If I want to buy
one,
I have enough IP, so I'm just going to buy one. I can either hit enter in the edit box or click the purchase button. This will bring me to a confirmation screen. Again, B, Shift G, and hit down arrow.
Land. Congratulations, dot, dot, dot. Congratulations, Captain. Land. Your purchase of energy weapons X1 was successful. IP points for the skill purchase will be deducted from your account. Return the skill screen button. Enter.
And I can return to the skill screen. Most importantly, as it said in one of those little descriptions, make sure you're not overspending your skills. Only spend exactly what you need. If a weapon requires 53 skill points, don't buy 55, only buy 53. That goes for anything. In the beginning, only spend it on what you absolutely need. Don't spend it on stuff that might make the game easier or help you a little bit. Do that down the road when you have extra IP and you don't have to worry about not being able to fit the latest weapon when you level or latest scanner. The only other thing to cover is how to exit the skill screen. If you go control home
for exiles
and you hit V for visited link,
visited link skill screen,
you're going to see this link that says skill screen. But if you hit up arrow,
exit,
it actually says exit
visited link skill screen.
Skill screen. There's three of these links on the page, I believe. Let's see.
Correct. Visited link skill screen. Visited link skill screen. Visited link skill screen. Visited link graphic mailbox.
Yep. Hitting any one of those will exit the skill screen for you. So I'm going to hit Control Home V.
For visited link, enter skill screen link. Visited jump gate nexus button.
And I'm back in my in orbit page, which I was at before I went into the skill screen. So that really is very self-explanatory. As long as you understand that the table has a left and right side, you shouldn't have any issues. And just be careful when you're buying skills and make sure you're spending the proper amount on the proper skill.